But he hadn't beaten the traffic after all. And now a piano was falling toward him, gleaming in the sun and humming to itself as it came. Sully fell flat on his stomach and rolled under a car. The piano came down less than 5 feet away, detonating and throwing up rows of keys like teeth. Sully slid back out from beneath the car, burning his back on the hot tailpipe and struggling to his feet. He looked north along the turnpike, eyes wide and unbelieving. A vast rummage sale was falling out of the sky. Tape recorders and rugs and a riding lawnmower with the grass-caked blade whirling in its housing and a black lawn jockey and an aquarium with the fish still swimming in it. He saw an old man with a lot of theatrical gray hair running up the breakdown lane, and then a flight of steps fell on him, tearing off his left arm and sending him to his knees. There were clocks and desks and coffee tables and a plummeting elevator with its cable uncoiling into the air behind it like a greasy severed umbilicus. A squall of ledgers fell in the parking lot of a nearby industrial complex. Their clapping covers sounded like applause. A fur coat fell on a running woman, trapping her, and then a sofa landed on her, crushing her. The air filled with a storm of light as large panes of greenhouse glass dropped out of the blue. A statue of a Civil War soldier smashed through a panel truck. An ironing board hit the railing of the overpass up ahead and then fell into the stalled traffic below like a spinning propeller. A stuffed lion dropped into the back of a pickup truck. Everywhere were running, screaming people. Everywhere were cars with dented roofs and smashed windows. Sully saw a Mercedes with the unnaturally pink legs of a department store mannequin sticking up from the sunroof. The air shook with whines and whistles. Another shadow fell on him, and even as he ducked and raised his hand, he knew it was too late. If it was an iron or a toaster or something like that, it would fracture his skull. If it was something bigger, he'd be nothing but a grease spot on the highway. The falling object struck his hand, without hurting it in the slightest, bounced, and landed at his feet. He looked down at it first with surprise, then with dawning wonder. "Holy shit," he said. Sully bent over and picked up the baseball glove which had fallen from the sky, recognizing it at once, even after all these years, the deep scratch down the last finger and the comically tangled knots in the rawhide laces of the webbing were as good as fingerprints. He looked on the side where Bobby had printed his name. It was still there, but the letters looked fresher than they should have. And the leather here looked frayed and faded and whipsawed, as if other names had been inked in the same spot and then erased.